here. Now. Now's the time. I mean, look at the political rancor, the divisiveness, the polarization, the violence, the hatred. The racial incitement. The increasing disparity between the rich and the poor. This is biblical stuff. If you pay attention to what's there, this is what it's largely about. And the call of Jesus to us is to be salt. Salt not only adds flavor, but it preserves a society. We're needed. Light shines on people who are, I know people who are so depressed about the news they can hardly bear to watch it, that they have to take a break from it. That we need to shine something different into this world. We need to, just like salt and sunshine do in the physical world, we need to melt some of the ice that's out there right now. This is our calling. This is what Jesus is about. I'm sorry. Sometimes you build the altar over here so the fire can come down over there. This is all about the kingdom of God, you know. Jesus taught us that prayer that we just prayed together, and there are three parts of it that really speak to what I've heard so much about this morning. We pray to our Father in heaven. As Liz so wonderfully shared with us, it's a family. Jesus is making us into a family, and it's including the whole world. And then these three petitions especially, hallowed be thy name, which really a good translation of that is actually, show the world who you are so that they'll know that you are to be loved and treasured. That's what that prayer is asking for. God, show us who you are. Show us that you're completely good and gracious and compassionate, and you look with loving kindness on everything and everyone that you have made. Help us to see that you've made this world for us to live together as joyful people. And so when we see who you really are, as Jesus showed us so clearly, we're going to love and treasure your name. Thy kingdom come. Because the kingdom of God, more rightly translated as the kingship or the reign of God, it's here, but it's not here in its fullness. We can see that pretty clearly, can't we? So we're praying, enlist me, enlist us in this work of yours to make your kingdom more fully real here and now in this world. You know, I used to think the gospel was primarily about me being forgiven for my sins and Jesus washing them away. And I still believe that. But that sort of is a narrowing of what he's actually about. That's just part of it. It's actually about God's reign being available to everyone who will join in and join up. Thy kingdom come. It's parallel. That's a parallelism. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth. Right here. This place, not far off in the sky someplace, not much later, not after we leave this world, but right here and now in this world. And we heard lots of examples of people who said yes to that call, didn't we? A man deciding, or a woman, I can't remember if you said, but it was a person who decided to pay $100 for a small trinket over at the guest house because the kingdom of God was calling. Teachers who decide to go the extra mile and spend time after school, even though they're worn out and overworked and underpaid, they still decide to spend some time with a troubled kid because they know that the kingdom's calling them into that. Police officers who enter into scary situations, dangerous places, to try to make the world safer, make it a better place for people to have families and raise kids. That's a response to the call of the kingdom of God. That's what we're being asked as well. You want to join up? Look around. Find somebody who's needy. Try to help. Find somebody who's lonely. Walk alongside them. Find somebody that's hurting. Wrap your arm around them. Say a prayer for them. Find some place that can barely keep the doors open, but they're doing the kingdom work, and give them some money. If you want to join the kingdom of God, you don't have to look very far. It's right here. And that's what we're about. We're called to be salt and light. Amen? Amen.